welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, May 31st. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for today's news. There has been another incident of a yacht bursting into flames while docked, this time in Singapore. The boat, rumored to be named Advisors Aliens 2, was surrounded by other yachts, with some estimated to be worth millions of dollars. Eyewitnesses said that around 20 sailors came running from other yachts to try to put out the fire. The surrounding yachts were moved to safety and firefighters called, quickly extinguishing the fire, but not without major damage to the vessel. Monday afternoon saw the yacht docked along one of the lanes, badly damaged and submerged in water. No one was injured, and the fire is under investigation. Back in March, when sanctions were just beginning to take hold, Finland got into the action of seizing boats with a little more enthusiasm than the rest of the world. They went ahead and seized 21 of them at once. The head of Finland's enforcement department stated that all 21 vessels were not boats that an ordinary citizen would have, but they're not 150 meters long either. Finland decided to take the approach of seize them all and sort it out later. As a result of the boats being registered around the world and official papers not necessarily stating the actual owner of the boat, it has been a long investigation. Customs have now discovered that six of the yachts are potentially linked to parties included on the sanctions list, while five of the boats have been released to their owners. That leaves another 10 boats that are currently still under investigation, some 2 months later, proving once again how difficult it is to find the actual owner or beneficiary of the yacht when you have some high-paid lawyers and accountants making sure there is a paper trail that even a government can't follow. Carrying on with news in regards to sanctioned yachts, it seems the oligarch Andrei Melnichenko has his motor yacht A anchored in the UAE. He wasn't quick enough to get the $600 million yacht sailing yacht A to safety, but he can currently rest assured that his summer cruising will not be disrupted. It will just have to be done in the Arabian Sea. Currently, rather than taking their yachts and jets home to Russia, oligarchs are descending upon the UAE with all their wealth and not only hiding their toys, but seeming to have cash and investments that have evaded the authorities and are investing in property. Another hotspot for hiding your impossible-to-hide toys, the Maldives. While the Western world has expressed its displeasure over the UAE's self-imposed status of maintaining neutrality, one lawyer in Dubai quite rightly pointed out it was okay for London to take all the oligarchs' money, but not okay for Dubai. Following up on our story from yesterday in regards to the boating accident in the Wilmington River, Georgia, which ended with 5 out of 9 people dead after 2 boats collided head-on. The accident is still under investigation, but there has been an arrest of a 45-year-old Savannah, Georgia man, Mark Christopher Stegel, who was arrested for boating under the influence. Iran has stirred up some trouble with Greece after confiscating 2 Greek oil tankers in the Persian Gulf waters because of alleged maritime violations. Over the weekend, an Iranian Navy helicopter landed on the Greek-flagged Delta Poseidon ship, which was sailing in international water in the Gulf, and reports were that armed men then captured the ship's crew, including 2 Greek citizens. A similar incident occurred on another Greek flagship that had 7 Greek citizens on board. The action appears to be in retaliation for Athens' assistance in the U.S. seizure of crude oil from an Iranian flagged tanker this week in the Mediterranean Sea over violating Washington's sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard issued a statement announcing the seizures, accusing the tanks of unspecified violations. Greece's foreign minister has called the actions piracy. Heading over to Florida, where back in January, reports of a catastrophic die-off of manatees is continuing to plague the population. The bodies of 85 manatees were recovered on Florida's Atlantic coast, most dead of starvation. Environmental groups are blaming the pollution of the Indian River Lagoon area as a result of runoff from cities and farms, killing off vast areas of the manatees' food source, seagrass. Another huge threat to the population is boats and ships running over them in the water. And the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is asking boaters to keep an eye out for these amazing mammals and to slow down and change course. Another request, obey the manatee signs that are out there. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Tuesday, May 31st. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST. I hope you have a great Tuesday, and thanks again for tuning in.